Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Insightful words to help your today be the beginning for a better tomorrow.
Primary brain tumors can be either malignant, containing cancer cells, or benign and not containing cancer cells. A primary brain tumor is a tumor which begins in the brain. If a cancerous tumor, which starts elsewhere in the body, sends cells which end up growing in the brain, such tumors are then called secondary or metastatic brain tumors. Let's briefly discuss primary brain tumors can occur at any age, with the exact cause still not known. Physicians group brain tumors by grade, which is determined by the way the cells look under a microscope. Abnormal cells indicate more aggressive tumor behavior and are given a higher tumor grade number. Brain tumors are classified as grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, or grade 4. The most common type of primary brain tumors among adults are astrocytoma and meningioma. Astrocytoma is a form of cancer of the brain and the most common glioma, accounting for about half of all primary brain and spinal cord tumors. Meningiomas are a diverse set of tumors arising from the meninges, and those are the membrane layers surrounding the central nervous system. The most common type of primary brain tumors in children are medulloblastoma, gliomas, and ependymoma. Medulloblastoma is a relatively rare, accounting for less than 2% of all primary brain tumors, but 18% of all pediatric brain tumors. Gliomas originate in the glial cells that comprise the tissue that surround and support neurons in the brain. Ependymomas are the tumors of the central nervous system. Studies have found risk factors for brain tumors include family history and ionizing radiation from high-dose x-rays. An example is radiation therapy, where the machine is aimed at the head. The symptoms of brain tumors depend on their size, type, and location. The most common symptoms include headaches, numbness, or tingling in the arms and legs, seizures, memory problems, mood and personality changes, balance and walking problems, nausea, and vomiting. And then add changes in speech, vision, or hearing. But be aware, no single factor or factors are indicated in all brain tumors. Brain tumors are diagnosed by the doctor based on family medical history, physical examination, and results of very specialized tests of the brain and nervous system. Treatment of a brain tumor varies according to the individual, and again depends on the type, location, and size of the tumor, as well as the age and health of the patient. At present, options for brain tumor treatment include surgery, radiation therapy, and chemotherapy, or a combination of treatments. There's still much to be discovered about these miracles we call our brains, and let's hope soon we learn more about how to treat brain abnormalities and maladies that keep us from being healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Gasoline, diesel, and taxes are sky high and dollars are scarce. How can you save on health? Join the NSC Club and save 24% on every purchase with free shipping. Want more? A free bottle of what you order from the NSC Club is yours when you join. And no forgetting, your health products come to you regularly each month. Best of all, it's free to join. Save now on your NSC products. Join the NSC Club by calling 888-541-3997 today for big savings tomorrow.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Frank Jordan's commentary is brought to you by NSC. Call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com to get Frank's free gift for you of an NSC glucan sample valued at $15, with free shipping, too. To join the NSC Club or to purchase NSC products, call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com.
This is Frank Jordan, saying go in good faith and good health and be healthy, wealthy, and wise.